Yechezkel Perik Mem Ches Pasuk Yud Tes. We're still talking about the Truma area with measurements of 25,000 rods by 25,000 rods, and we were dividing it up, and we had a square, and we talked about the city and the space around the city. Le'ilin Ishmas Reino HaRav Avram and Sanabon and Rav Shlomo Rufu Shalema, if those who need Rufu Shalema, but Oved Ha'ir, the one who serves the city. And we went back and forth before, and some say it's Givonim, but most seem to say it's the Nasi. Yavduhu Mikol Shivtei Yisrael. All the tribes of Israel will serve him, which is a real reason to assume that this is the Nasi. Some say if it's talking about Givonim, it's talking about representatives of all of Klal Yisrael live in Yerushalayim, in the city. In either case, Chaf Kol HaTruma Chamisha Ve'esrim Olev. So back to the entire Truma section, this sanctuary section in the center. If the entire thing is 25,000 rods, is what we've been saying. Bachamisha v'esrim olef by 25,000 up and down, by 25,000 across. East to west, revius, it's a square. Tarimu es trumas ha-kodesh, for the offering of the kodesh, of the sanctuary, of the Beis HaMikdash, elech uzaso ir, and for the possession of the city. So the Kohanim, the Levim, Yerushalayim, all of this is part of what they're calling the great separation, the great Truma, the strip in the center that is not belonging to any one tribe. It belongs, in a manner of speaking, to everyone. And there's representatives of everyone there. Lahavdil, a little bit Washington, D.C.-ish. It's too large and too significant to belong to any one tribe over the rest. Chavala v'hanosar lanasi mizeh umizeh, the remainder will be for the nasi. The remainder of the length of this truma, that there's extra side, will be for the nasi on either side, to the east and west of the area that's going to be for the Beis HaMikdash and the city. L'struma sakodesh v'lachuzasoir, east and west of that. El pnei chamisha v'esrim elef truma ad gvul kadima v'yama, alongside 25,000 of this Truma section, of the width extending to the eastern border of the entire Eretz Yisrael, and the western side, facing the street, the three strips of land that go to the Kohanim, the Levim, and the Ir. So the Kohanim get a strip of land that, again, everything is evenly divided in Yechezkel. It's not the unusual shapes and forms that we saw in Yehoshua, where it conformed with topography and towns and roads and kind of worked its way around borders. These borders are very straightforward in a grid system, like the way Manhattan was designed. Al pnei chamisha v'esrim elef al gvul yama, alongside 25,000 all the way until the western border, l'umas chalokim lanasi, opposite the portions, lanasi. Really, that's one word by itself. It all belongs to the nasi. V'hoisar trumas hakodesh v'mikdash habayis besocho. The offering of the sanctuary, the truma of the sanctuary, and the sanctuary of the house of the Beis HaMikdash will be in the middle. So, all of this, in a manner of speaking, the Nasi surrounds. So, he's got a portion there in the middle that's kind of in smaller pieces. And the Nasi is getting the 13th strip of Eretz Yisrael, minus what comes of the Kohanim, Levim, and Beis HaMikdash. Those do not belong to him. So the Nasi also, in a manner of speaking, is larger than life compared to all of the other Shvatim. He doesn't belong to any one Shevet, and his land, in a manner of speaking, is kind of like government land. And so his land is appropriated from the overall giant swath that is the Truma in the center of the country. Both the possessions of the Levian, the possessions of the city, will be in the middle of what belongs to the Nasi, meaning he's kind of surrounding it with his edges of land that he's got. That which is in between the border of Yehuda on the top, on the north, and the border of Binyamin on the south, belongs to the Nasi. So the Nasi gets his own significant area of land, which a big chunk of it is not his to administer, but is technically within his boundaries, which includes Kohanim, Levim, and Beis HaMikdash, Har HaBayis, and Yerushalayim. So the Nasi's really got immense land holdings, but they are smaller chunks of land, all surrounding something of greater significance than him in the center. The Holy City, the Holiest of Holies, the Kodesh Kodeshim and Beis HaMikdash, the area of the people who are the most Kedoshim, the Kohanim and Levim, all of this is kind of in the middle. So there is a relationship, Rabbi Breuer says, between the lands owned by the king and those assigned to the Kohanim. And the king, royal lands, will benefit all others, he says, the same way that the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim and Levim are benefiting all others. So he has to remember, he's not just ruling for himself, his own power and his own property. It's Ben Gvul Yehuda, Ben Gvul Binyamin, because Yehuda was the mightiest of all the Shvatim, and Binyamin originally was the weakest. But now, all are equal. So, a little bit of socialism, maybe. No, never! Zoram Mamdani will not appear in the Holy City. Hopefully never, let alone in Zman HaMashiach. But the idea that all the Shvatim are going to have grandeur and dignity with which they will take possession of sacred soil that is their portion. So all parts of Eretz Yisrael are sacred. And the non-Jewish world out there that wants to scream that we have no rights to it and no part of it and we're Europeans and we're colonialists and it was never ours have not read their Yechezkel very well. But of course, they're willing to make up all sorts of lies to try to keep us away from the ultimate future HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised us, lo, these many thousands of years ago.